As Black women in America, we spend a lot of time pretending. We spend a lot of time downplaying our emotions or gaslighting ourselves. We spend a lot of time performing, trying to be enough for people, but also not too much, right? We spend a lot of time putting ourselves within these limits that other people created for us. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting. And as Black women, we need a safe place to emotionally rest. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name is Alicia Renice, and I'm so glad that you are here. I'm talking about rest, a series of different ways that Black women can rest, can find rest. And today I want to talk about emotional rest. Now, what is emotional rest? Emotional rest is a rest in which you can be emotional, where you can be all of yourself, where you don't feel like you have to play down who you are. You feel safe. You feel safe emotionally, that someone is not going to take advantage of you for sharing what you feel. They're going to honor your feelings and see them as sacred, not as you being emotional because everybody has emotions, not seeing you as angry because you're allowed to be angry, right? Not judging you for this, not putting these labels on you, the angry Black woman, the strong Black woman, the masculine Black woman. All these things are used to downplay our experiences and our emotions. And it teaches us that we should be ashamed of our emotions. And the truth is, our emotions are important. They're sacred. They're valuable. We need our emotions to tell us when something is wrong, or when we enjoy something, or when something brings us sorrow and pain. It brings us to empathy, right? Emotions are important in Black women. And so when people tell me, for example, that I am too emotional, it is not an insult. Okay, I'm human. The problem is that the world does not see Black women as human. So how dare we have emotions? And this is where we get caught up, right? So I don't have any problem owning the label of an emotional Black woman. I'm very sensitive, okay? It doesn't take much to make me cry. It doesn't take much to make me angry. It doesn't take much to overwhelm me even, right? It doesn't take much to bring me to sorrow or empathy or sadness, right? Or longing or love, right? I'm a very sensitive woman, and I will not be shamed for being emotional. And I don't think you should be shamed either. So we've heard it all, right? People disregarding our humanity, our feelings. You're angry. You're too emotional. You're too masculine. You're in your feelings, right? And so because we hear those as insults, we automatically say, no, I'm not. I'm not emotional. I'm not like, or to say like, because you're emotional, you're illogical, as if those two have anything, as if those two are the opposite of each other, and they're not. There is a such thing as emotional logic, emotional reasoning, like emotional intelligence. Anywho, that's another conversation for another day. But yeah, so we hear these insults, and so we automatically put on shame. Like, oh, I'm ashamed of being so emotional, of being so sensitive. Or we say like, that don't bother me. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We're lying to ourselves. And we spend so many of our years lying not only to ourselves, but the world. We're strong Black women. We're independent. We all these things, like we don't care. We're not sensitive. Yes, we are. And it's okay to be sensitive. And so we learn to hide our emotions out of safety, out of survival. And I get it. But at some point, it gets exhausting. It gets too heavy to bear, and it wears on us, and it destroys us. So seeking emotional refuge, seeking rest, right, is really important for Black women. Having a safe place to retreat to be honest, to not have to lie, to not have to perform, to not have to be emotional in the way that other people see is a valid emotion, to not have to be reasonable even, to not have to be palatable to other people. Right, is something that Black women need. It is revolutionary for a Black woman to stand in her power and say, "You know what? I am angry. I am upset. I am hurt. That did hurt my feelings. I do have feelings." And it's crazy because you can't shame me because I'm not ashamed of my emotions. And I don't want you to be ashamed of your emotions either. They are beautiful. They're to be honored. They are a warning system. When something makes you angry, pay attention to that. When something doesn't make you feel safe, pay attention to that. All of that matters. All of it is a part of a system that God put in you. It was designed to work, and it's working. The problem with this country that we live in is that people are so callous. People are so like numb. We consume the destruction of other people every day, and it doesn't wear on us because we're numb, because we're trying to protect ourselves from constantly being emotionally harmed. How many times do I have to see someone pass away live? You know what I'm saying? Like, and so your brain does something where it like, okay, we're not going to care anymore. We're going to put down the care. We're going to pretend that didn't happen. We're going to survive. And I'm here to offer you that in order to thrive as a Black woman, you have to feel your feelings. But that can only come when you have a place to emotionally rest. So we're going to talk about how to rest emotionally, where you can find emotional rest and refuge, and how you can be that safe place for yourself. I want to say this. Before anybody else gives you permission to feel, you got to give yourself permission to feel. You got to give yourself permission to be a human being. You are human. You have emotions. And there's nothing wrong with them. You're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to be disappointed. You're allowed to have your feelings hurt. Because you're human. Everyone else is afforded this opportunity. Why not Black women? Why? And when we own that power, when men or whoever say, you're just emotional. Yes, I am. What can they do with it? When you own that, it's no longer a weapon. When I feel no shame about you calling me emotional, it's no longer a weapon. And so that has to start here before we go seeking approval from out there. That's the first thing I want to say. So none of this is healthy. Hiding your emotions is not healthy. You pretending not to be hurt or harmed is not healthy. You're just swallowing poison. Your emotions are meant to be felt and processed. But when we hide them in, right, we harm ourselves. Literally, when we cry, tears remove the toxins from our bodies. When we cry, when we sweat, when we yell, even when we cuss, there is something that happens in the body. It's processed. That anger, that energy is processed. I'm not saying you got to be cussing people out, but I'm just saying there is science behind cussing and healing. Processing your feelings. We have feelings to process them and feel them in real time. In real time. And in your time. Because understanding, like, we live in a world that is very toxically positive, in that if you do not fit happy, hopeful, you know, if you're not persevering, then you're pushed to the side. You're like, oh, you're just being a negative Nancy. No, you have feelings. Everything ain't happy here. There's a lot to be angry about. There's a lot to be sad about. And they are valid. So yes, but you not processing your feelings is not healthy. It's not doing you no favors, whether physically, emotionally, right? But also, like, collectively, when we pretend that we don't have feelings as Black women, everyone suffers. We see what's happening in the hospitals, for example. The world pretends that we don't have pain, and we've adopted this as truth. You know what? This is not going to hurt me. Don't let them see you cry. Don't let them see you hurt. No, you will hear me cry. I will scream. I will yell, because you're not going to take me up out of here because you're ignoring my feelings and my emotions. You know what I mean? Like, survival. I get it. Surviving. But also, like, it's also killing yourself by not processing your emotions. And that's the ironic part. We're trying not to feel our emotions or show our emotions because we want to survive. But then by not showing or feeling our emotions, we end up killing ourselves. Right? So yes. So stress wears on the body, the soul, and the mind. It literally eats up the body. And so we need to release, process, and see our emotions as safe. And we need to see ourselves first as a safe place. So how do we emotionally rest? How? Number one, cry, feel, scream, go to a rage room and break stuff, right? Ask why. Run, yell, make a noise, get this energy out of your body. Again, tears are literally cleansing. Cry, feel that thing. Cry for a whole weekend if you have to. Get the energy moving. Get it unveiled. The thing is, we try to cover up our emotions, but when we cover it up, we make ourselves sick. The only way to heal is by exposing it. Lean into that. And this is for men too. You're allowed to feel your emotions too. I don't know. Patriarchy got us all in a chokehold. This is so silly. You're allowed to have emotions. You're allowed to feel emotional. And it's so funny because they say that, oh, you're acting like a woman if you have emotions. No, you're acting like a human being. You know, who's not, anyway. Whole other conversation for another day. But yes, the second way is to feel the emotions deeply, right? Write it out. Bring them to light. Don't cover them out. Journal them. Call a friend. Call a therapist. Talk to God. Whatever you got to do, talk it out. Reveal it. Feel it deeply. The only way to heal is to reveal. Don't know where I got that from, but it's true. The only way to heal is to reveal it. We spend so much time being ashamed, and we cover up stuff, and we have all these things in our closet. It's like a mess in the closet you know is there, but it's taking up so much mental space. When you expose it and remove that shame, shame dissolves, right? But also, like, you start to trust your feelings. You start to respect yourself again and not see yourself as some sort of burden because you have emotions and feelings. I've been gaslit almost my whole life. I had a whole friend group that basically told me, when I told them that they were hurting me, you're just emotional. You're just too sensitive, right? And I started to believe that, like, maybe I am too emotional. Maybe I am sensitive. Maybe I am. And maybe that's wrong. The issue isn't that I am. The issue is that I thought it was wrong. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. There's nothing wrong with being sensitive. And a lot of times people are saying that so they don't have to curb their tongue. They don't have to bite their tongue. They don't have to practice self-control, right? They want to harm you without the consequences. When really, no, these people are just children. They lack self-control. It's not about your sensitivity. People should be sensitive. And if you know that I'm sensitive, then why are you being so harmful? You see what I'm saying? So anyway, yes. Number three, journal, voice journal, right? Like in your phone, record a voice note of you like talking this out. Listen to it back. Talk it out. Get it out of your body. Talk it through. Find a safe space, meaning people who will not gossip about you, who will not take your traumas to other people as entertainment, right? Finding a safe space is so important. Find a support group. Do what you got to do because you got to survive. You got to thrive. You got to take care of yourself. You will make it to the other end when you process your emotions. Yeah, so journal, write it down. Give yourself voice notes, right? Be as honest as possible without shame. When I went through breakups with previous lovers, I would experience all types of emotions, anger, disappointment, betrayal. Like I felt stupid. Like, you know, like there were so many emotions that I experienced and I felt them all. And when I felt them all and I finally processed that, I don't want that person no more. Like, it's not even like, yes, I would mourn the relationship with them, but it was more about like the disappointment and the betrayal, right? And so once I processed that and got that out of me, I hardly think about those people no more. Because I've spent the time. I spent years mourning people, years. And don't give yourself a timeline. The healing will take as long as it needs to take. The healing will take as long as it needs to take. Don't let people shame you and say you should be over it by now, but you're not. You're not. And that's okay. And that's okay. All right. The point is to put down that heavy armor. Like you want to share this stuff because you want to, you've been, Black women carry armor every day. Don't let them see you sweat, sis, right? Don't let them see you with emotions because that makes you easy prey and easy target, right? We put down, we carry so much emotional baggage and so much armor that we have to put it down. We got to put it down at some point. We don't have to be put together. Black women always feel like we have to be put together. We have to have the right hair, the right outfit. We got to carry ourselves the right way because, you know, victim blaming is a thing and they'll say it's your fault or whatever, like, but you want to find a safe place where you can fall apart and be honest. You need to find a safe space. Number four, talk to a trusted friend or a colleague or confidant or a counselor. Again, safe, meaning you can release your belly around them. For me, if I know a person is not safe, I'm holding my breath. I'm tense, right? I'm wondering if I'm mincing my words. I'm wondering if I can be honest, if they're going to judge me. That's not a safe place. A safe place is where you can call your friend and just cry. I've done that multiple times. Just cry. And they sit there and they just sit with you. They listen. They honor you. They offer advice if you're asking for it, right? Finding a safe place just to fall apart, but not to be alone in it either, you know? Number five, again, be a safe place emotionally for yourself above all else. If nobody else is a safe place for you, you be a safe place for you. You be a safe place for you. Number six. No, first of all, before that, you are your own first community. You are your own first home. You are your own first friend. You are your own first safe haven. You have to honor yourself. You have to see yourself as valuable because this world will tell you all the ways in which you are not. And it is a lie. Be open to seeing yourself as enough and as worthy and seeing your emotions as worthy and valuable and important. They want you to dim your emotions, to dull your emotions so that they can do whatever they want with you. Like anger from a Black woman changes the world. Compassion changes the world. Passion changes the world, right? Love changes the world. If they can control your emotions, they can control you. When you feel, it is radical. When you feel deeply, it is radical. When you cry, it is radical. Okay. Number six, protect your heart and emotions by opting out of stuff. For example, stop watching stuff that triggers you. Why are you watching Manosphere content when you know it makes you mad? Why? Why? A lot of times we can become addicted because we're so used to not feeling. We can become addicted to the wrong feelings because this is, it's supposed to be happening as a human. You're supposed to feel, but you don't want to feel anger all the time. You don't want that to be the thing that wakes you up and gets you going, right? Why are you watching stuff that makes you mad? Why not watch stuff that makes you feel beautiful? Why not watch, you know, nature or I don't know, why not learn something new? Like connect emotionally in a different way that is not traumatizing to the body. It is not healthy for your body to be angry all day. It's not. It's not healthy for your body to be consuming negative stuff all day long. It's toxic. It's toxic. So stop watching that stuff. It's stressful. It's stressful for your body. You're stressing yourself out. Stop allowing people and their opinions, their silly, stupid opinions, come into the psyche and run your life. Stop it. Stress wears on the body and becomes illness and disease. You don't want to get sick because you're listening to harmful people. And I believe everything is spiritual. It's almost like you're consuming darkness and then wondering why you feel dark. Because you're consuming darkness. Tune into something different. Tune into excitement, again, to love, to compassion, to passion, to creativity. There are so many other emotions, so many other things you can search for that has that have nothing to do with on purpose seeking to be enraged and to be upset about things. So yes. So take a break from social media, the news, all that stuff. Like, honestly, social media, I had to take a break because every time I scrolled, it's like, oh, something happy and then something sad. And I'm already sensitive. I already told y'all that. Something happy and sad and then something that makes me angry. And now my whole day is like screwed because I took in content from other people. Sometimes it's too much. I really don't believe that we're supposed to be as connected as we are. We're in all this information, all this constantly like being updated all the time is not normal. It's too much for the human brain to consume and to process. What is your brain supposed to do with all this information? So take care of yourself. Sharing your emotions is healing and freeing. The only way to emotionally rest is to share, is to feel, is to do the hard things. And I know that it's inconvenient oftentimes. When do I fall apart? How can I do this? What are people going to say, right? It doesn't matter. Your life is your own. You are your own. You are your own first love. Sis, take care of your sis self. Bro, take care of yourself. Feel your emotions. That'll make you less of a man. Woman, that'll make you masculine because you're passionate when you speak. These are from liars. These are lies passed down from generation to generation to shame you into keeping quiet, into holding your tongue, holding your peace, right? Because it's not peace. That's the thing. When you're holding your tongue, you're not at peace. You're upset. You feel trapped. They want to keep you trapped. Do not allow yourself to be trapped by your emotions. Your emotions are a gift. They are important. Please honor them. Please see them as valuable. Please use them. They are like literally like the gauges on a dashboard. Your emotions are telling you what's going on. This makes me angry because it's injustice. So it pushes you to seek justice, right? This makes me sad. Because this person's being overlooked. It helps you not to overlook people. It helps you to bring you to compassion and to kindness and consideration. Your emotions are not wrong. They're not sin. Being called emotional is not an insult. Being called masculine is not an insult. It's not. Being called a woman is not an insult. Own it. Love yourself. I see you. I love you. And I will talk to you in the next video. If you like this one, check out this one where I talk about how to rest physically, because that is important too. And I'll talk to y'all in the next one. Later.